This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I know today's going to be good because all things are in order. The beginning of a new month should come on the beginning of a new week, right? Do we all agree on that? Today's Monday, the 1st of October, 2018. So it's all things are right with the world. Well, I don't know if they are or they aren't. We're going to find that out now, courtesy of the team on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer will tell us whether all is right with the world. Or not.
Pressure is on because I have to start with sort of a sad story because today marks the one-year anniversary that the Las Vegas shooter opened fire on the crowd at the country music festival that happened on the Strip in Las Vegas. And so to honor that, marquees at resorts along the Las Vegas Strip are going to go dark on Monday today, this evening, at the same time last year when the gunman began his shooting rampage that left 58 people dead and hundreds more were injured. Locals and visitors alike will remember the massacre, and there'll be two memorials that will serve as tributes to the fallen. Work has been underway at the Community Healing Garden in downtown Las Vegas that's transformed a temporary memorial into a permanent one. The garden was quickly created after the shooting, and now it's been enhanced with features like a large pair of angel's wings. There's also the initials of all the victims that have been etched into the stone. And so not only will you have these tributes and memorials going on today along with the Strip going dark, but you also have a lot of people who are thinking about the motivations of the shooter and just how very little we know still a year after these events have happened. And so no doubt there will be a lot of focus if you happen to turn on the news today at some point, even though there's a lot going on today all throughout Washington and in your local state. This will of course be one of the topics of conversation because there's just so very little that we know about the motivations of this, and typically we try to glue that together to try to make it make sense, and it hasn't been the case in this particular event. So a sad day, a day of tribute today, I think, especially if you're in Las Vegas or on the West Coast where a lot of those victims lived.
Well, it's tough to spend time remembering something that is that unpleasant. What does it teach us? What do we know now that we didn't know before? Is anything different? Whether it be Las Vegas?
I think that's the question, and that's why I bring up that we don't really know what the shooter's motivation was. And typically in big attacks like this, in 9/11, we started to understand extreme Islamic terror. We maybe took precautions for good or for bad, but things changed after that day. I'm not sure what changed after this day so much other than I think when people go to concert venues, they probably look around a little more. When you go into maybe a big space, I sure do.
You go to concerts a lot, do you?
But you know what? I do that anyway. I look around. I look for my nearest exit. I've told you guys about that before. That's one of the things that people who are experts in these types of shootings tell you. When you are in a big venue, whether and not even a huge venue, when you're in a movie theater or a shopping mall, it's always a good idea to be around and present with your surroundings and figure out where the nearest exit is if, God forbid, something were to happen.
Do you do that when you go to the movies? Anybody,
yeah,
everybody,
absolutely.
Do it at the movies, too.
Well, I do it in the mall. I do it at the movies. I do it in a restaurant. Yes.
So what is that? How's that change your life then? How is your life?
It doesn't. It has no impact on my life. But if something were to happen,
you're doing something
a lot
that's
safer.
Different.
Because if you, and I've had this conversation, my mom and I were actually having this conversation about 6 months ago. If you walk into what's the big deal? You just look around and see what your exits are.
No, I guess I'm not thinking about it that way. I'm thinking about what you're
not being fear. Yeah, it's not being fear-based. It's how do I get out of here if I need to? It's not like I'm not going to go someplace. It's not that I'm going to live my life any differently. But when I'm out, be cognizant of your surroundings, I think, is actually a pretty smart way to be.
I think you have to be. It's like it's kind of like paying attention when you're on a plane. You know, no one ever listens to the little speech, but you really should know, is your exit ahead of you? Is it behind you? Where do you go in the case of an emergency? I think everybody should be more diligent about that.
Or I'd say when you're driving, it's the best example of living your life like you're in a car. My grandpa drilled into my head, defensive driving. You look around to see where your other drivers are next to you, and you try to anticipate the movements that they're going to make so that you can keep yourself safe in your car. I think most people do that, and it's the same way when you're navigating out in public now. Just you keep an eye open for your surroundings.
I don't know. For me, it sucks.
Well, I think that's something women have done for a long time anyway,
yeah.
Have been very observant of their surroundings so you can know exactly what's going on so you can keep yourself safe. And maybe that is a sad thing, a sad reality, but it's something I've always done, and, you know, I don't think it's necessarily bad. I think the reasoning for it is bad, but I think being aware of what's going on around you is a good thing.
So I would then, after you have said that, Kara, I'm thinking about how I was taught to be a defensive driver. And for what we've just talked about in the last 3-4 minutes, I would equate it then to being aware of your driving circumstances. When you are on the road, and a lot of people, unfortunately, are not trained to think like this, but there is a perception when you're coming to a light or an intersection, being aware of, I know that I look at all four, it's almost subconscious, look at all four intersections, look what's around you. That's why I like mirrors around me, up, down, sideways, because it does help to keep you aware of your environment. So maybe that's just an extension, as you put it that way. I wasn't thinking about it until, Kara, you said what you just did, but then, driving is a certain
amount. Were we not thinking
amount
of it when Jen just said the exact same thing?
No. No, I didn't get
it. He wasn't listening. He skips over me to get to you, Kara. Whatever.
I just wasn't, no, my head wasn't there. I was thinking about what Jennifer's saying about the theater, actually. That's when I stopped listening, because then I thought, all of us who are listening, everybody's listening at home in their car, wherever they are, we're thinking about different places. That's why these conversations are good exercises for everybody, because we all put ourselves into these situations. I was thinking about being at the movie theater when Jennifer mentioned that, and so then I thought the last time I was there, here were the exits, and I did think about it in a way that probably I didn't think about it 20, 30 years ago at all. I don't even know that exits like that were required 20 or 30 years ago. There has always been a requirement that I can remember for exit signs, but I don't remember there being a focus. Let's just put it that way, a focus. So, all right, yeah, that's the world churns and it changes. Jennifer, the state of California has raised the legal age limit for buying a gun to 21. For some reason or another, I always thought it was 21. Are there a number of states that have that allow youngsters at 18 to buy a gun? I said, but
it depends on the kind of gun. It was any kind of long gun was 18. So any type of like hunting rifle, shotgun, that sort of thing, that was 18 years old. 21 was handguns, and I think even like the AR-15 when that was legal. So yeah, so it was both. It depended on what type of gun you were buying.
Wow. Is it that way? What is how lenient are other states? I'm trying to think. Massachusetts, 21, I know. I don't know what other states are, but I guess if I can hear somebody make the argument, well, if you're old enough to go to war and shoot a gun, you ought to be able to buy a gun. 18, you can sign up for the service, right? That's why they teach you at that age how to use a gun. So is that a good argument for being able to buy a gun? Is California basically doing what it always does, and that's swimming against the tide? Or is that
California's done a lot to swim against the tide, not only with the gun laws, but I don't know if you guys heard, there was another story that started trending. They made it mandatory. Governor Brown just signed it this past weekend to require all corporations to have a woman serving on their board, on their corporate board. I think this is the biggest setback for women's rights in years. This so offends me, because now when I find my way up to a corporate board, which is what I think, I mean, my trajectory of my career and what I've worked for now seems to be like I just got there because I'm a woman and I'm filling the hole that is now required by the state of California because they need a woman in this particular situation. I feel like it is the biggest head pat to women who are trying to make it.
Well, but this typical California thing.
Time. But that's, I think it backfires because I understand what they're wanting to do. They want to promote women.
Yeah.
That's great. But when you start requiring people to have a certain makeup of their board, what kind of respect do you think that gives to women? That woman who makes it into that position, do you think she's going to be respected by her
tokenism.
Peers? Or are people going to look at her and go, oh, she's here because the law requires that? It's that was a story this weekend from California that just made me blow. The mind was blown after that was signed into law.
That's such a double-edged sword with that. And I agree, Jen. I totally know what you're saying, and I see that. And at the same time, it's if you don't at least, I don't know, if you don't at least put women at the table in some way, then there are so many women, in especially at like Silicon Valley, that say that they'll never even have a chance to get anywhere near that boardroom if there wasn't something like this. It's a lot of people are likening it to the Title IX with sports. I get it. I see it on both sides. It's not an easy issue at all.
I just don't
it really
think it's
going
to give women any more respect. It may get them to the table, but it's not going to do anything for building women or allowing women to be appreciated.
Who is responsible for the bill, a bunch of men or a bunch of women? Who put that idea into the head
of the state legislature, which is probably more men than women, I would imagine. But there's still plenty of women in Sacramento.
But then a lot of women can also make the argument, and I saw this over the weekend as well. People can make a case for both sides. A lot of women can say, well, if you can't get us into the room, we can't even prove what we can do. So we'll take a little bit of criticism from men saying, oh, well, whatever, she's only here because it's required by the law, and at least gives women a chance to prove themselves in a situation where they wouldn't even have the opportunity for the door to be open before.
Okay, but
so
let's say
it
doesn't
both
work.
Sides of it.
Let's say it doesn't work. That person doesn't work and needs to be removed. Now is what if most
then
of the
it
men,
looks bad for the whole movement.
Yeah,
then it just
right.
Looks like, yeah,
exactly.
What if someone gets in and she's awesome and she never would have had a chance before? It really does go both ways with this one.
It's a bad message to I think to youngsters that you must be required to be. It's a bad message to minorities. It's just a bad message. The number of people, this is from my perspective of for years and years, long before any of you were associated with me on this program or in my life, you heard me talking about this issue when I first started this week. Actually, this month marks the 30th anniversary of doing this program.
That hit me the other day. I realized as we're going into October, it was anniversary time for you.
Yeah. Who makes a big deal out of it one way or another? I'm not Rush Limbaugh, so... there won't be lots of tributes, but just the fact that 30 years ago I started doing a program which nobody thought would work. I've been talking about this, the fact that women in politics or women in general or colored, whatever it is, color of your skin, God damn it makes me angry. It does. That really is... the way that people get ahead? No. It should not be the way people get ahead. All right. Here's the story on MyPillow. Something new this week to consider as you're thinking about buying pillows for yourself, for your family, and ordering at MyPillow.com using the code DJV. Some of the best prices ever. As a matter of fact, when you go to the MyPillow website, you're going to save 50% pretty much on everything as a thank you to being there. Yep, use the promo code DJV to save up to 50% on great MyPillow products at MyPillow.com. Whether it's a pillow, whether it's a sheet, whether it's a pillow case, whether it's a mattress, something for your dog to sleep on, you get the right idea. Go to MyPillow, get the best deals now. MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. It's a fabulous place for fabulous products. I hear more and more people talking about how much better off they are now when it comes to getting good rest at night because they took our advice and bought their pillows at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. It's 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Has 23 and change after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and you and I, listening to the music of Barbara Streisand, who has lots of advice for lots of people that most people either are very excited to wrap themselves around or they turn off the radio when they hear her because she's so political. And it's becoming more obvious as she gets more mature, it seems. She's done a lot of interviews this last a week for a couple of promotional reasons and has been asked about A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga got some tips from Barbara Streisand, apparently. Barbara was in the 76 version of the film, and she was asked if Gaga's approach was good and whether or not she came to her for advice. And Barbara Streisand said, yep, I told her to do it live. She wanted to do it live, so that's good because that's the best way to do it. The fourth remake of this movie, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, looks like it's going to get a very good buzz. I think it's out this week, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, she's all over
Friday,
the place.
Friday, yeah, it comes out Friday.
Coming up, yeah.
Late night interviews, yeah. Anyway, the story has some new wrinkles, it seems, this time around. And Barbara agreed. She said, it starts like my old movie with a concert, and he goes to a club and finds her. But they were able to put some new things, which I liked. Her song Evergreen, which we started with here, came from the original version of A Star Is Born. Got an Academy Award for the best song in the movie. It gave the remake a thumbs up. It's a good movie. It's going to be a hit, she said. Anyway, she's got a new album coming out called Walls. That's out the beginning of November. I saw her in an interview over the weekend, and she so turned me off. She just completely, her arrogance and her anger just turns me off. And she's a fabulous actress and she's a fabulous singer, but I find myself turned off by somebody who's that strident and that angry. about the political realities of the world. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that, is I don't want to take away from the moments that we have to listen to Gwen Stefani, who's up next, musically speaking. She has announced a deluxe Christmas album. She took to Twitter to announce her release of this album. It'll be out on the 26th of this month. The new version features, can you imagine all the Christmas stuff that's going to come out this month?
It's
unbelievable.
Happening. I already saw Christmas trees at Macy's, so people are. It's happening.
Did you really?
It's happening, wow. Whether you're ready for it or not.
All right, Carol, what's the, crack this up. I want to hear what this is.
This is so good.
You make it feel like Christmas.
This album was on a loop my whole Christmas season last year.
It's really good.
So good.
So there are new tracks, though. Santa Claus Coming to Town, Winter Wonderland, Feliz Navidad, and just a couple of original Christmas tunes, Cheers for the Elves and Secret Santa. Last year, she debuted the cover of White Christmas at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, performed last Christmas on The Tonight Show. So as the season neared its close last year, You Make It Feel Like Christmas peaked at number 16 on the Billboard 200. So, October 26th, and bright, and may all your Christmases be... Well, that's the first Christmas song to come out of my mouth this year, so far.
Merry Christmas, Dougie.
Gwen's honor.
It's the 1st of October, for God's sake.
Yeah, let me be the first to tell you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas, Victoria. Merry Christmas, Kara. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV Jingle Bell Show.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. No one knows what the agency will find, if anything, but the FBI investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. And agents have 1 week to complete the interviews. President Trump at a rally in Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic red, white, and blue Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time.
time.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Democrats want to completely destroy Medicare with so-called Medicare for All. Yeah, for about 2 months before the country goes out of business.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham, a guest on ABC's This Week program.
Dr. Ford, something happened to her, but she can't tell us the time, the place. She was as abused as much as he was.
This is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Drop everything. We're ready to get back to work here. Work being conversation. Monday, the 1st of October, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Victoria brings us up to date on yet another important item on the trending board.
Well, the Nobel Prize is trending, and American James Allison has won the top prize for the Nobel Prize in Medicine for a pioneering approach to cancer treatment. And he will share the honor with Japan's Tasuku Honjo. And they say that the Nobel Committee said that both of their research, which harnesses the body's immune system to attack cancer cells, amounted to a landmark in our fight against cancer. Their approach, which is known as immune checkpoint therapy, has revolutionized cancer treatment and fundamentally changed the way we view how cancer can be managed, which is why both of them together will share the Nobel Prize in Medicine. James Allison is a professor at the University of Texas at the MD Anderson Cancer Center, and he studied a protein that functions as a brake on the immune system. Releasing the brake allowed immune cells to attack the tumors, which is what he found, and the discovery has led to really effective treatments in various realms. And Professor Honjo works at the Kyoto University in Japan for the past 34 years. He discovered a protein on immune cells, and he has illustrated how that can operate as a brake as well with a different action. So the two of them combine their research, and apparently both of their therapies have been proved effective in treating a lot of different types of cancers, so they will share the Nobel Prize for Medicine for 2018.
What a shame that it has come to this, that we have so many people dying of cancer. It's bumping up against heart disease as the number one killer in America, and how much of it is because of what we eat, what we drink, the lack of exercise, our lifestyle, that sort of thing that could be quickly fixed. Not for everybody, because there are environmental pesticides, environmental issues that we have to deal with that are causing cancers as well. But when you think about the number of people who are dying from cancer, stomach cancer, sometimes a number of people, I think we heard colon cancer is way up, because that's a direct reflection on the things that we're eating, what we are exposed to. I went to the grocery store last night, and I was just kind of looking around at the offerings, that the cases and cases of processed meat and foods and stuff that people, and they're sold as conveniences. It's convenient for you to buy this stuff, so buy it and cook it fast and eat it and get sick and die. That's not what the promoter just says, eat this stuff, you know. It's very convenient. Convenience foods. So I'm not sure that the ladies would be happy to tell you today sounds like a Captain Curmudgeon Day. So let's celebrate.
That's all I say. You're fired up.
International Coffee Day, originating in Ethiopia, tracing its first consumption to monasteries in Yemen in the 15th century. Coffee's been energizing people around the world for 600 years. So let's see. Jennifer, you drink coffee while you're on
the
air.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You do not, Victoria. I do not. Kara, I forget whether you do or you don't. You drink coffee?
I do not. Much? A little tea sometimes, but not much coffee.
A little tea. Well, we all have our life change tea. That's good. Coffee, though, has become a staple in hundreds of countries. Look at all the conversation we had last Friday about Dunkin' Donuts and the change in its name. And what that's... Dunkin' Donuts is a coffee shop. And think about Starbucks. And think about all the other places. McDonald's says for a buck you can come get all the coffee you want. Coffee, coffee, coffee. What is there about coffee? I smell it. I don't like the smell of it. There's some people that I've been with.
I love the smell of coffee. I miss it.
Really?
I do miss it. Yeah.
No. Anyway, 2.2 billion cups of coffee are consumed around the world every day. The most caffeinated country in the world is Finland. Wow. In 1675, out of paranoia that people were convening in coffee houses to plot against him, King Charles II banned cafes in England. Oh, my God. And you think about it, imagine that happening today. So, here's to you if you like drinking coffee. It appears to be good for you. There were all kinds of, when I was a kid, we're talking about cancer and stuff. I was told that if you drink coffee, maybe that's why I never drank it, you'd get cancer. I think my grandmother told me that. Nobody in my family has said, my father didn't drink coffee, my mother didn't drink coffee, she was drinking lots of other stuff, she didn't drink coffee. I think my older sister drinks a little coffee. I don't think my younger sister does. Isn't it interesting how it becomes almost a family thing? Although some people get involved in it at work, in the workplace. Let's have a cup of coffee. They have at the at Radio America, Carol, you are our originating network, in the sort of pantry room there. Don't they have a big coffee maker? Don't I remember that?
Yeah, they've got a pretty normal coffee machine, and someone always comes in the morning and is like, did you make coffee? And I'm like, no, how many times do I have to tell you every day? I have not made coffee.
Why should you be responsible for making coffee for them?
Well, she gets there first.
Yeah, it's not that I'm responsible for making it for them. It's just that I get in first, and I think most people expect if you get into work before 5 a.m. that you will be drinking coffee. So.
But look at the industry that it has made. Never mind these coffee shops, but the Keurig and things like that that are aimed at one thing and one thing only, and that's making coffee. Coffee pots. Coffee. I remember we used to have an aluminum pot around that when people would come over, can we have some coffee? And they made it, the grounds and stuff were on in the coffee, and there was some kind of a strainer. I remember there was a little aluminum thing that boiled the water on the stove with that, and the coffee was put into a kind of a sifter, it looked like. Just kind of weird. And then I remember
you do realize we're talking. I remember that metal coffee pot. You do realize that's what we're talking about right now.
What? The metal coffee pot?
I remember the carafe. Yes.
No, I don't know what you. Why not, I'm not sure what you're amused
at. It's funny because you're so cute. You're like going back on memory lane with coffee in your life.
It sort of sounds like he's making coffee over an open fire in the 1800s or something.
Yeah, right.
I'm not following like, how
this coffee is roasting made on an open fire.
I remember that.
Are you like a frontiersman or something?
It was aluminum.
I have blazed this trail through my entire life.
The coffee was made in the Steffen household, but.
All right. Let's get to television report. Actually, what impresses me about the TV report are the numbers watched Christine. It was, they were aluminum. You're right, Jennifer. They were aluminum pots. Yep. Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh, 20 million people watching them as they testified last week. That's higher than the 19 million who tuned in for James Comey's hearing. The numbers don't include the people who watched on their phones, their computers, that sort of thing. CNN says that it's biggest live video day since President Trump's inauguration. 8 million live starts on his website.
I tell you, I was using CNN Go in my purse because I had to go buy some Spanx and some stuff for the wedding that I was in this past weekend. And I was listening as I was walking through the store. I had one of my headphones in my ear like a total idiot, but I had to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hear it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. Yeah, people were, and it was so funny because I was in bed sick and I was watching it on, I guess it was NBC's coverage, and Megyn Kelly, for whatever reason, they had her on a panel, and she was like, you know, no one's watching this. And she kept saying it over and over, like, no one cares about this. Like, everyone's at work, no one's watching this.
You know, I saw her say the exact same thing.
Right? Like, why are you saying that? Because you're on live TV, first
well,
of all.
That's
why are you
isn't
making the people who are watching you feel like losers because they're like one of 10 people watching? It was so weird.
That's like me saying, well, you know, we're not going to do a very good radio show today.
Right,
so why
no one's listening.
Yeah, why bother listening?
I can't understand her.
She's
at
a
all.
Big waste of time. Yeah. I did not watch these. I got a bit, little here and there. Enough to make it conversational on the air on Friday, but there's nothing about this. This is just I know that a lot of you feel very close to it for whatever the reason. A lot of women are very passionately involved in this woman and her story. I feel badly for her, frankly, and it has nothing to do with the event as much as it does with the spectacle. The fact that she had the courage to get up, I don't think she's an axe grinder. I think that something happened, whether it was with Kavanaugh or not. I find it interesting to note that that the senator from Arizona, who's pretty much put the brakes on, he was on 60 Minutes last night. What's his name? Flake, right?
Jeff Flake, uh-huh.
Flake, yeah. I thought he was credible. He came across well-measured. Interesting, he was supposed to deliver a speech today in Boston, and they changed the venue because they were worried about bombs and attacks on him. I don't know where we are in this country, but
I don't know that right now people would want to attack him. He's kind of being seen as a hero of this.
Emerson College changed the venue because of attacks that were suggested.
I watched him over the weekend. He was at some, I don't know what kind of festival he was at, but something that was definitely a more liberal crowd. And he went up and thought he was going to get himself a nice reaction, and he got booed, like, a lot. So... I wouldn't be so sure that he's being looked at as a hero.
Public service does not pay anymore much. It doesn't.
I think he thought he was going to be a hero, but I think
I don't know whether he. I don't think he did it for that reason, Jennifer. I didn't know the guy, but I watched his body is facial expression.
All you need to know is he's going to primary Trump in 2020. Mark my words, it's not a Megyn Kelly prediction. He's going to primary Trump. That's why he's leaving the Senate. Part of the reason he's leaving the Senate is because he didn't have the votes to get reelected. So he would have probably gotten beat by a Republican challenger. But he wants to run against Trump, and that's he and Kasich are the two that have been the outspoken critics. Although Flake has voted with Trump like 93% of the time.
Well, they voted with him here.
Right. Well,
in this circumstance, in a manner of speaking,
It's just more delay. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, TV news. You ready?
Yes. Yes, please.
All right. So some new premieres this week, and I'll tell you about those first because that's the exciting lead in
May
all
I make
of this.
A comment before you do
yes.
that? Yes. I watched CBS last night looking for my favorite Sunday night programs from last year.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. I watched a little bit of 60 Minutes. Then there was some new show that was ridiculous about God and whether he exists or not.
Oh, yeah, God called me or something.
God texted me.
Yeah.
And the only thing I saw, and I didn't watch the whole thing because I found it so annoying, the premise so annoying.
God Friended Me is actually the name of
friended
it.
Friended Me,
right. But I found God is played by Joe, not Morgan, what's the guy's name? He was the bad guy in Olivia Pope Land. What the heck, Joe Morgan? No. He played her father, and he was really a bad guy. Do you know what I'm, Joe? Well, you'll recognize him if you see him. He's playing God in the show. I found that to be very interesting. This is the way good actors can play different kinds of roles. So anyway,
does that make it bad or?
Now I just found this. What I wanted to see was the stuff that I used to see on Sunday night, and the only thing that was there was NCIS. Madam Secretary wasn't on. They had some other Magnum PI. Which was a stupid remake of something that they should never be remaking. It's the same. It's like Hawaii Five-O on steroids.
Yeah, but Hawaii Five-O is awesome, I hear.
Yeah, but it's the same stuff. It's like the same shows, the same venue.
I think they went with Magnum because MacGyver reboot is working.
Yeah.
So I
and
think
Hawaii
they were like, what else can
too.
We do?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right, anyway, so what else, Jennifer?
Oh, me? Okay.
Here. Yeah, it's your turn.
All right, so two premieres tonight. One, this one I'm actually kind of looking forward to. It's on CBS. It's called The Neighborhood. It's got Cedric the Entertainer in it, and it's an all-black neighborhood, and Max Greenfield, who is a big TV star, and Beth Bears, also from Two Broke Girls, are the white married couple that move into the all-black neighborhood.
So let's just, okay, so the whole thing,
right.
Can you imagine a white couple moving into a black neighborhood?
Yeah, you got it. That's what you'll do tonight on CBS at 8 o'clock.
Now, well, we're like Megyn Kellying ourselves here.
I know.
Why would anyone watch TV? Don't listen to our TV report.
My favorite way to do a TV report.
No, I didn't say not listen to the TV report. I just said this television show looks... Like
there's also one more premiere to tell you about. Premiere. It's on HBO. It's called Queen of the World, and it's a documentary. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II takes the center stage in a documentary that brings viewers inside the palace walls. For an unprecedented look at the monarch's role, there will be Prince Harry, an appearance by him, Meghan Markle, of course, or the Duchess of Sussex. They also make appearances in this. This is on HBO at 8 o'clock if you need a fix of the royals. All right, rounding out the night on ABC, brand new episode, Dancing with the Stars, followed by The Good Doctor. CBS starts off with that premiere of The Neighborhood, followed by Happy Together, your favorite show, Magnum P.I., and Bull will round out the night at 10 o'clock on the CW, Penn and Teller Fool Us, the season 5 finale, happens at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway at 9. Fox is new tonight with The Resident at 8 o'clock, 9-1-1 with Jennifer Love Hewitt this season. They're recovering from an earthquake at 9 o'clock. And the blind auditions continue on NBC with The Voice at 8, followed by their new show called Manifest at 10.
I will tell you, I watched the Jane Fonda documentary on HBO, Jane in Five Acts, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. Anybody who's got HBO, watch that story. It is the story of her life.
I'm glad you listened to me because I said that to you last Wednesday.
I watched it on the weekend, and it was very good, Victoria.
It was very well done.
Very, very well done. You get some insight into her and her father that you wouldn't have thought.
I also think the whole Vietnam thing was fascinating. There's so much more to it than just like that one picture.
And her husband
kind of ruined
and
her
seeing
career.
Ted Turner he's fallen apart since she left his life. Obviously, he loved her, and it devastated him when he look at him. He's fallen apart since she left him.
He's younger than she is, right?
Yeah,
but he looks
awful.
So feeble and old, and she
looks
was so
old.
Young and vibrant. Yeah. I guess it did her body good to leave him.
10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Mark, the clock at 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the Monday DJV program. Victoria back from being ill. She sounds good. I'm glad to have her back, and she's going to focus with us for a few minutes on some of the technology news that's important. News you can lose if you don't snooze. Victoria?
Okay.
The FBI is unlocking. This is very interesting, actually. Explain what the FBI has done with facial ID.
Yeah, well, when Apple debuted Face ID on the iPhone X last year, it did raise some interesting legal questions. One of them was, can you be compelled by law enforcement to unlock your phone by looking at it, which is how facial ID works on the iPhone X. Well, it's an apparent first. Forbes has reported that the FBI got a suspect to unlock his phone during a raid in August. Now, in August, the FBI raided the home of Grant Mikalski, and they were looking for evidence that he had sent or received child pornography. They were armed with a search warrant, which allowed them to search his computer for evidence, and during the raid, they discovered that he had an iPhone X. The agents who found the phone asked him to unlock the iPhone X with his Face ID, and he did it. A lot of people immediately started asking, okay, well, was that legal? Was that actually part of the search warrant? Yeah. Well, Well, the interesting thing is, you know, we've heard so many stories of Apple going against law enforcement, whether it's on a local level or the FBI, saying that they're not going to give law enforcement a way to crack into someone's phone. And so this is sort of a workaround that I guess I understand why people asked if this is even legal, because they can't force you to use your fingerprint to open your phone. So if you have a phone that's an iPhone 8 or an earlier model, they can't force you to use your finger ID to open the phone. So it is interesting that they were able to ask this guy, hey, put your face up in front of your phone and we're going to crack into it. They did that. And so now the short answer, though, is it legal, is technically right now it is legal, because courts have actually ruled that there's a difference somehow between a facial ID and fingerprint ID, or in a passcode that you would type into your phone. So they're treating the passcode differently than your actual face. And so now this is going to go back to court. There's no other way around this. Legal experts have said that it needs to go back to the court at this point, because we need to determine why your face is not considered the same as your fingerprint or your passcode. And if you think about it, it is very odd. It's saying basically you own your fingerprint, but you don't own your face. You don't own the image of your face. That's very, very weird. So,
who owns it if you don't?
Well, exactly. So how can you treat someone's face as their method of, you know, like a retina scan even, which is part of facial recognition ID, how can you treat that differently than their fingerprint? It's just as unique. No other person can have the same retinal scan that you have. Every single person's different. So it raises a very weird kind of, you know, high-tech question of where are we heading with cybersecurity in the future with regards to law enforcement. We'll see.
Right. All right. Speaking of we'll see, we'll hear, Amazon rolling out new Echo products for your home and your office and your car.
The Geek Out.
Amazon wants Alexa in everything in everybody's life and recently rolled out a whole bunch of new products, including a second-generation Echo Show, a new Echo device for your car, a new DVR, a third-generation Echo Dot, and to go along with the existing Echo speakers, a new Echo subwoofer. There's even a new analog-looking Echo wall clock that tells more than just the time, and then something called Alexa Connect Kit. It's a chip for appliance manufacturers so they can add Alexa to their own products. And to provide an example, Amazon rolled out their own microwave oven, so you know, hey Alexa, make me some popcorn. Many of these new Echo products powered by Alexa are available now for pre-order.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Victoria, what's going on with MoviePass?
Well, some bad news. If you are a member or you used to be a member of MoviePass, this is the app that allows you to pay $9.99 a month, and it originally gave you unlimited movies at movie theaters. Then it turned out it was one movie per day, and then it was three a month, and it's been changing a lot. It was so much so that MoviePass as a business is totally in hock at this point. It's probably going to go under. However, here's some bad news. If you used to have MoviePass and you think you canceled it, go and check again and unlink your credit card, because they've actually resubscribed people without their knowledge or permission, and you have to unsubscribe now, or else they will keep charging you every month.
Isn't that nice of them? Wonderful.
Lovely.
59 past the hour, DJ V time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.